Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and Married at First Sight returns again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. And, of course, an explosive dinner party last night. Carly and the reasoning for it are about to join us now. Ellie and Jono, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for actually honouring this interview because I know it hasn't been easy for you guys since the episode aired last night. In fact, I did actually see a tweet before calling you Australia's most hated couple at the moment.
Oh, jeez.
What has been kind of the reasoning behind going to the dinner party and being so public when I guess you could have faded away into the sunset together?
Well, we couldn't, and that was where the decision was. We could have just lied and said, look, we didn't meet up after final vows and things didn't go amazing. You know, we could have just lied, but then we would have had to hide our relationship, and we just didn't want to do that. So we made the decision to go back together. We were sworn to secrecy, not to tell anyone. And then, look, they made it look like we were flouting it in front of people and making people feel bad. It's not really how it went. Everyone was so happy for us. People were climbing over couches to, you know, maul us when we walked in. So, yeah, it's not... You see a bit of a different view sometimes on the old Married at First Sight.
Yeah, I was going to say with the edit, how fair was it to you last night, do you think?
I'd say if 10 is horrible and 1 is good, 11.
Yeah.
They took us laughing and put it with, you know, Sarah and Tim being upset or Lauren being upset when it's just not how it happened at all. But, yeah, I could see if I believed everything I saw on the TV, I could see why people would hate us too after what we saw last night.
But they certainly didn't superimpose those tears onto Lauren. She was very upset. And Ellie, yeah. I guess kind of obviously both of you are in the wrong, but you kind of come across as a lot more empathetic, I guess, when you were on the show previously. And we saw a different side to both of you because I don't know if the cameras didn't show it, but there was at no moment where you guys seemed to show any empathy towards Lauren.
So Lauren was upset because the other cast members started tearing into her, and she got upset and said, oh, she said to Sarah, oh, everyone hates me, and she got really upset. But they've just made it look like we made her upset.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's not really how it happened.
And then the part of me swearing was just horrible, but that was actually at the end of the night, and that was at Sarah, who was saying terrible things to me that never made it to air. So it was never directed at Lauren.
Yeah, so what was she saying to you that we didn't see?
Did she call you a dog as well?
I wish. No.
It's probably worse than that. Yeah. Yeah. She was being really nasty to Ellie, as Sarah naturally is to people. You know, in her natural environment, she loves screaming at people and swearing at them. But Ellie had just had enough. But, yeah, it wasn't actually directed at Lauren. It was, yeah, definitely directed at Sarah.
But Ellie, what did she actually say to you?
She was just saying, accusing me of coming back with Jono just for the limelight and, you know, why would I come back and holding his hand.
Like saying fame whore and, you know, horrible things, which just weren't true. And Ellie just had had enough.
I guess the reason why so many people have issue with this, and it's not that you're together and you've found each other, you know, that actually is nice to see an actual love story come out of Married at First Sight.
You'd be a first.
I guess it's the way in which you've seemed to have gone about it, you know, coming onto the show. And there's just, as I said before, it doesn't seem like there's been a lot of empathy in how you dealt with this. Like, Jono, I don't understand why you did not text Lauren to give her the heads up. She really was blindsided. You spent a lot of weeks together and you guys were intimate.
Ellie and I are laughing because it's so ridiculous that you think Lauren would care about me.
She did. You could see that emotion was real.
Because the table turned against her. Jaden yelled at her and said, shut up, Lauren. You treated Jono like absolute, you know, garbage the whole time. Leave him alone. And she got really upset at that. She didn't care about me or us coming back together. And we were told, under no circumstances can you tell anyone about this. We were sworn to secrecy.
Producing. Yeah.
But don't you think, Jono, that is hard? You know, you guys obviously had a level of a relationship because you were intimate, and the person we saw when you were with Lauren versus who you were last night, you completely turned on her.
But that's exactly what they showed you, right? So Stephen
did. But they couldn't have edited words into your mouth.
No, I did say all those things. I did say she was horrible and nasty because that's how I felt.
But you weren't saying that when you were with her on the show.
Well, not that you saw, yeah.
So you did say.
So what happened besides getting with Ellie that made you change your tune?
I didn't change my tune. I was always very outspoken on the show, but Lauren at the start, behind my back, was saying I'm boring and a robot.
Yeah.
And they just decided to run with that and only show boring robotic things that I did, where Stephen the other day was on a podcast and Stephen said Jono was one of the most outspoken people and we just haven't seen a whole side of his personality.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, I guess it is just, it's just hard because, you know, you see someone like Lauren, I think a lot of people, you know, were very empathetic to her last night. Whether you meant to or not, she was definitely blindsided. And surely you both can admit that even that, whether the producers were in your ear or not, was probably the wrong way to go about it.
If I thought Lauren cared about me 1%, yes. If the last thing Lauren had said to me wasn't absolutely just abusing me, then yes, I might have. We weren't talking and we were told not to tell anyone. And I can see from your perspective why you would think it's bad, but that's what they wanted you to see.
Well, what about Ben?
Yeah, Ben.
Well, you didn't seem to show a lot of empathy towards Ben either, Ellie.
Well, he was not a very nice person, so... but look, if you saw the whole thing and saw Jaden tear into Lauren about how badly she treated me, and then if you saw her being upset by that, you'd realise that they've just taken footage from A and put it with B and made it look like she was upset about us being together. She got upset from everyone turning against her, and then she just kept running, I can't believe they'd do this to me. And she was upset from that initially, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It seemed like pretty genuine emotion to me. I guess at the end of the day, it is nice that you two have found each other. I definitely still have a lot of empathy for Lauren and her situation, and it seems like we're not going to get that out of you two.
I don't. How are these guys?
One more thing. That last couch session, the last commitment ceremony where Lauren cried when Tori brought up that I had been texting Ellie, Tori told Lauren that morning, I'm going to bring this up. She admitted that on a podcast last week.
That was on our show that she admitted that as well.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. So she knew and then she cried and I felt so bad. Like, because I told Lauren, I'm going to message Ellie and see how she's doing. And Lauren was like, yeah, go for it. But I didn't know that Tori had told her, just so you know, I'm going to bring this up. And then she cried when she already knew, like she was in shock. All right, she's a very, very smart, very...
You know what, Jono, I actually don't believe that. I think what you're experiencing is someone that's actually hurt and you don't really want to come to terms with that because it's kind of at the expense of something that you did. I guess Lauren did get upset last night saying, you know, you can't tell me how to feel. I'm not there. I don't know the edits, but to me personally, it seems pretty genuine. If I was in Lauren's situation, I would be upset. It is nice that you two have found each other, but yeah, it just... It feels hard to watch.
I watched it with six of the cast members, so it was Timothy, Andrea, Mike, a bunch of other people, and everyone was just screaming at Lauren crying because they just knew it. Yeah, it did seem very real. It did. You're right. She did tell me once she deserved an Academy Award when she'd said nice things about me, so... Yeah, I get where you're coming from. And like I said at the start, if I saw what you saw, I would think that Ellie and I are really nasty people because that's what they wanted you to see.
All right. Well, I guess we'll agree to disagree on that one,
Jono. I can't wait to edit this interview and make him nasty again.
No, we won't
kidding,
do
kidding.
That.
Ellie, Jono, good luck with you guys. And yeah, I mean, I'm team you guys. Sounds like the fun angle to take. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya. Bye. Married at First Sight returns again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. You're on Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly.